Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We have guidelines at the Department of Justice and the FBI in which they draw lines around politically sensitive topics, especially when we are near election time, because you do not want that department to look like a bunch of partisan thugs. And that apparently has all been thrown out of the window. The news about Perry is particularly alarming and also in a slightly different category, too, because this is the executive branch intruding on and seizing a phone of someone in the legislative branch. Again, an area that the department has traditionally been very reticent to violate.
That's Kim Strassel of the Wall Street Journal mentioning somebody in Trump's orbit had their phone taken by the feds yesterday, in addition to the raid on Mar-a-Lago on Monday, which we all know about.
As we mentioned last hour, there is a shortish list of people to whom we go for opinions and perspective, because we know whether we agree or disagree, it's going to be worth considering. Andrew McCarthy is high on that list. He was an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, wrote a fabulous book called The Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency, senior fellow at National Review Institute, National Review contributing editor as well. Andrew McCarthy joins us. Andy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, thanks. Trump lovers and Trump haters are pretty excited about this story, obviously for different reasons, but it seems to me that there are quite a few pundits out there, left, right, and center, who think there's no way the feds went into Trump's house, did something this norm-breaking just because of archive retention. Is that your belief?
Yeah, that's my belief. I think it's pretty clear that what they're very interested in is January 6th, that you know, they had enough evidence with respect to the records retention and the classified information aspect of it that gave them a basis to get a search warrant. But the way the law works, once you have a lawful basis to go in to do a search, even if the search warrant gives you permission to search for crime A, if while you're in there you find evidence that's relevant to crime B, you don't have to ignore it. You're allowed to take it. So I think what they really wanted was a legal basis to go in there and do a wide-ranging search that would help them with what their priority is, which is the January 6th investigation.
Right. I realize this calls for a fair amount of speculation, but I'm squinting, I'm making my squinty face, trying to figure out, all right, what would be in a file box in a storage room in Mar-a-Lago that would relate specifically to that?
Or in the safe.
Right.
Yeah, the way these investigations work, let's think for a second about what you think they need to prove, right? They are trying to make a case that Trump is involved in a conspiracy to commit election fraud. And the biggest challenge for them, because Trump had a bunch of people telling him that there was no fraud and he kept going out and saying there was fraud, what he's going to come back and say is, I totally believe that there was fraud. And I had plenty of people who were telling me there was fraud. And when the Justice Department told me we looked and we didn't find any, I didn't believe them because I believe there was fraud. So what I think the Justice Department is trying to do is develop evidence of Trump's state of mind at the time to try to show that he didn't really believe what he was saying publicly. So when you're talking about, like, getting evidence of what somebody's state of mind is, you're not really going to find like a smoking gun memo that says, here are the five ways that we're going to commit election fraud. You know, what you're looking for is contemporaneous conversations that he was having with people at the time, which would show or indicate that he didn't really believe what he was saying. And, you know, that may not look like a smoking gun when you first see it, but if you're a prosecutor or an investigator and you're aware of all the other evidence of what everybody else said, some things that look like they're innocent on the surface take on a different cast.
Why didn't they just subpoena this stuff?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So I think there's two explanations for it, both of which are alarming. One is, it seems to me that the political left, particularly the Democratic Party's base, is very impatient with Garland. They think he's too passive. You know, they don't know why Trump hasn't been indicted already. They think he should have been drawn and quartered like years ago. So he doesn't understand. They don't understand why Garland hasn't moved on this. And there's been a lot of agitation. So I think a lot of what the Justice Department has done in the last 6 weeks is theatrical. Like, for example, you know, they did search warrants on these two lawyers at the end of June, Eastman and Jeffrey Clark. They didn't need to do search warrants on those guys. They could have given them subpoenas. They could have given their lawyers subpoenas and told them, you know, this is the stuff we want. Have them turn it over to us. Eastman had just been in a litigation over emails out by you guys in California. When the committee asked for his emails, he didn't go and destroy the emails. He went to court. And when he lost, the people got what they wanted. So we're not dealing with people who are going to destroy evidence, yet they used search warrants. And they did this search warrant yesterday. So you have to worry about, are they being more intrusive than they need to be in order to project to the Democratic base that they're being energetic and aggressive and they're really serious about this investigation. So that's one interpretation. The other bad interpretation is they think that they're dealing with people who would destroy evidence if you gave them subpoenas. Mm. So they feel like they have to have the element of surprise. So I give you those two things. Neither one of them is very benign, but it is what it
right.
is.
Right. Andrew McCarthy, National Review contributing editor on the line. So you've kind of touched on this, but the narrative on especially the super enthusiastic Trumpy right is that this is third world banana republic usurping of the democratic process, blah, blah, blah. Is that too fevered, or do you think perhaps in the Justice Department's desire to appear to be doing something, they have edged into banana republic territory?
No, I think it's too early to say that. It's I think from their perspective, and just so you know where I'm coming from and what my bias is here, I think if anybody can be shown by strong evidence to have been involved in violence, then that person should be prosecuted no matter who it is and no matter what ism it is that prompted the violence.
Hear, hear.
But if we're not dealing with violence, then the cases that they're trying to make on Trump, the charges that they're investigating are things like, did he obstruct the congressional proceeding where they count the electoral votes? Or has he committed a fraud on the government, which is a very elastic and I think much abused statute that we have in the law that allows prosecutors to essentially criminalize things that Congress has never gotten around to criminalizing, right? So with respect to those things, I kind of agree with what Attorney General Barr said, which is that if you're going to have the Justice Department interfere in electoral politics, the only time they should ever get involved is what he called a meat and potatoes crime, which is to say a crime that's so clear that everybody can wrap their brain around it and see the merits of prosecuting it. But if you're talking about things where, the Justice Department is essentially, trying to criminalize a loopy legal theory, like, John Eastman had this theory that Vice President Pence didn't need to count the electoral votes. You know, when I was a prosecutor, if we were going to turn into a felony, a frivolous legal theory, I'd have been prosecuting five lawyers a day. We generally speaking don't do that. We give a wide berth for politics and we give a wide berth for legal interpretation. And I think if you're going to have a situation where it's the Justice Department for the first time in history prosecuting a former president of the United States, it better be a clear crime. It better not be like one of these things where the Justice Department was thinking about new ways to push the envelope of complicated statutes. I just think if they go that route, then people are rightly going to think that the Justice Department is being weaponized for political reasons in a way that it wouldn't be in a normal case.
Right. So this becomes politics more than law. But if your theory is correct that they got a warrant for something that they can probably pull off. You got some stuff here that you're supposed to turn over. But they're really looking for January 6th stuff. Isn't that the biggest roll of the dice in political history if they don't come up with something?
Well, what do you think? I mean, I think that if nothing happens, then this will be forgotten.
I don't know. The number of never Trumpers that I've heard, people on the right who had soured on Trump or never dig Trump are now are like, hey, you better show something big here. I just wonder if he's going to get a ton of sympathy out of that crowd.
Well, yeah, I think the smarter Democrats have concluded that Trump can't win a national election. So their dream scenario is that the Republicans nominate him and then he runs. So I think a lot of this by the smarter Democrats is trying to goad Trump into running and to fire up his base so that he becomes almost I actually heard somebody say this on the Republican side yesterday, that he should just be nominated by acclamation.
Yeah, I heard that, too. that was a former Huckabee, former Governor Huckabee said Trump should be nominated by acclamation at this point. Is a stance against the evildoers.
And he'll lose in November by 20 points.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I think they're crazy. If they think, I probably shouldn't do political punditry because it's not necessarily my line of work, but I always think that, you know, Trump won by the skin of his teeth miraculously with 46% of the vote in 2001, which is very hard to do in what's essentially a two-person race, right? But a lot of things broke his way. And then in 2020, I think when the dust settles, he kind of lost the conventional election. It wasn't even by, you know, historical standards. It's like in the tier of close elections, it's kind of low. It was a close election, but it wasn't that close. What's happened since the election is the Capitol riot. You know, we had 2 months of the Stop the Steal craziness and the Capitol riot, which, you know, pro-Trump people may see it one way, but most of the country is horrified by it. So I think Trump had a hard enough time winning a national election where everything had to go right for him, and he was running against a historically bad candidate, and he barely won by the skin of his teeth. He lost the next time, even though he was the incumbent, and now he's got to run, if he runs, with January 6th around his neck. And I just don't see how he does it. So if I'm the Democrats, I'm not trying to be pro-Trump or anti-Trump, I'm just trying to, you know, just right. be logical about this. If I'm the Democrats, I want the Republicans to nominate him. Just like the Democrats are running around, you know, funding all these pro-Trump candidates because they think they're going to be easier to beat in November.
Oh, man. As if politics isn't ugly and confusing enough. Andrew McCarthy, the National Review, I'm afraid we're out of time, but we sure appreciate the perspective. It's always great to talk. Let's do it again soon.
I enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, interesting. He knows way more about law than I'll ever possibly know. That's what he's done his whole life. But I think he's wrong about the politics. I don't think Trump loses by 20 points if he ends up the nominee. If this turns out to be a nothing burger, oof.
Yeah, I don't know. Does this have staying power? You seem to think it does. I'm still not sure. Let's talk more about this when we come back.
That's many years from now. Everything will be forgotten in a couple of years, practically anything.
Yep.
We got to tell you more about the inflation numbers that are just out. There's some good news and bad news and a bunch of other stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Tired of the 9-to-5 grind? Looking for something different that's flexible, fulfilling, and pays well? How'd you like to get paid to work out? Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification.
There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. And once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and fitness your side hustle. Whatever works for you. Just don't wait.
Get started today and be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 right now to get started for free. Text the word ACT to 323232. Text ACT to 323232.
Recently, Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's said, so whip down your phone without, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the Great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Cry, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
Free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Woohoo! Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So, wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We'll talk more about the breaking inflation news a little bit later. It ticked down, but it's still historically high at about 8.5%, but more on that later.
Yes, I said earlier, we've gone from being punched in the face every 10 minutes to every 15 minutes. So don't try to sell me that the great news, as some, you know, publications are. So I'm thinking about our conversation with Andrew McCarthy about the Mar-a-Lago raid and the possible prosecution of Trump and him ruminating that perhaps the Democrats who have been funding Trumpian candidates around the country are prosecuting him, knowing it will cause sympathy and increased support for Trump. And then Trump will run, which is good because they know they can beat him. And I was reminded of, a number of years ago, I was reading a spy novel. And I totally get a spy, right? You can understand that. And a double agent. That I get. That's fine. But in this novel, and I wish I could remember what it was, the name of it, this guy was a triple agent. He was a spy. He was like spying for the British, but he told the Nazis, I'm spying for the British. I want to be a double agent. But secretly, he was really spying for the British.
Aren't you just the first one again?
Yeah, that was my question. Why don't you just spy for the British?
I think you're the first one again.
Well, right, but so as this guy was going through the plot, I found it so stressful because I couldn't keep straight in my head. Which of your goals are you trying to? And I think I probably just didn't even finish reading it. It was too freaking confusing. And it was also stressful because I know in my head, and my wife will tell you this. One of the reasons I'm a good husband is I know I'm far too scattered to ever be dishonest. I won't remember what I said. I'll forget my own nefarious plot. And so instead I just try to live my life in a straightforward way. So that whole triple reverse, triple agent to brand the politics, good luck with that. How about you just like serve the people, figure out what the American people really need and do your best to provide it.
Yeah. Hey, we mentioned late in the show. I want to make sure you hear it again. So the Anti-Inflation Act, which is really the Green New Deal in disguise, a whole bunch of it is tax credits for electric vehicles. Practically no electric cars in America will qualify for that because it's got to have an American battery to qualify for the tax credit, and almost no electric cars do have an American battery. So there's a hidden thing that nobody knew.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Hey, speaking of technology, maybe a little bit later on this half hour, the United States Navy just participated in a significant naval exercise, and with things getting froggy over by China, this might be more than an exercise pretty soon. But the future Navy was on display. Some of the new technologies, pretty darned interesting. Very different from your classic view of ships at war.
Well, we should combine that with the big war games thing that they ran and how that would turn out. And that was released in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, which is pretty interesting. Mm. If we go to war with China and Taiwan all involved, how does it turn out? We now know, we think. Stay tuned for that. If you missed an hour, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenix, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com, ProstateSecrets.com, that's ProstateSecrets.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, online at KCNR1460.com.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome Joshua Johnson, candidate for Reading City Council, as we discuss short-term rentals. Also joining us is Simpson University with the latest about what's happening in Reading's hometown university. All of this Thursday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Única Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Única Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Some business news. I read that Ferrari is recalling nearly every car it has sold since 2005 over possible brake failure. So if you're still wondering, Ford won. Thousands of men were like, that was close. My midlife crisis was almost an end-of-life crisis.
So inflation numbers out today. Inflation went up 8.5% in July, which is lower than 9-some percent the month before. So that's seen as a victory for people who don't like inflation, but it's still historically very, very high. Just a few moments ago, Joe Biden, our current president, said this.
Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
What?
That's out of context, obviously, because it's a short clip, but I can't even imagine a context where that would make sense.
No, that's crazy. That's nonsense.
So I don't know what he was talking about. Anyway, so
wow, maybe this 24-hour period is not remembered for the Mar-a-Lago raid. Maybe it's remembered for the day Joe Biden wandered off and had to go to the memory care home.
Wow.
Come on.
So inflation up 8.5%, not as high as they were expecting. Again, it's still like as high as it's been in 40 years, but stock market is rallying because it would indicate the Federal Reserve is not going to go with some super giant rate hike, which is what Wall Street cares so much about.
It's somewhat less likely. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you feel, the stuff that you feel, grocery prices were up 1.3% in July from the prior month and rose 13.1% from a year. July to July, year to year, groceries up 13.1%. The fastest annual pace for groceries since 1979. Dining costs also up quite a bit. But so, yeah, the stuff that you really feel like immediately, pretty rough. Luckily, gas prices have gone down in the last month and are now below $4 a gallon nationally, but.
Still
very high.
Obviously, gas prices is that immediate. You're looking at the pump. The numbers go round and round. You're presented with a bill. You can't ignore it. But I would say neck and neck with that is checking out at the grocery store.
Sure.
For real pain to people who aren't wealthy. So that sort of skyrocketing food prices is just awful.
Yeah, and the fact that inflation was up 8.5% even with gas going down that much is over the last 30-some days is something. But anyway, it's a tale that will be told over time because it could go back, bounce back up, or this could be an indication that the peak is over and we're headed back to normal. I sure hope that's the case.
Yeah, well, we'll see, I suppose. Judy and I are going to go ahead with our plan to have a giant gasoline storage tank in our backyard.
Mm.
I'm told it's somewhat dangerous. I don't know. And then our guest room, we've converted now to a barnyard. We've got a hog and about half a dozen chickens in our guest room.
I was going to make hamburgers for the kids. We're going to grill hamburgers. Henry had gotten corn at the farmer's market. He just loves corn on the cob. And hamburgers are like buying steak now. Freaking hamburger! Mm. What the hell? Eating hamburgers at home is expensive? When has that been a thing?
We don't really have room for a head of cattle in our guest room. Maybe one of those miniature Irish cows. You know? I assume they're delicious.
Cute till you slit their throat.
Oh, jeez. What? What? Wait,
barbaric.
Wait, what?
Barbaric.
Well, you're going to eat them.
I thought they just gave up their meat willingly.
You're going to. That's funny. A vegetarian friend of mine was saying, huh? The reality of it isn't pretty, is it? We're having a conversation like that.
Speaking of dining, eating out, that sort of thing, the Institute for Justice just put out a report called Barriers to Business, which analyzed 20 U.S. cities for how easy it is to open 5 different types of businesses. To cover a range, those businesses included a restaurant, a retail bookstore, a food truck, a barber shop, and a home-based tutoring business. Entrepreneurs who want to start a restaurant, for example, have 13 different fees totaling about $5,300 on average across 20 U.S. cities. But in San Francisco, the fees reach $22,650. And those costs and regulatory hurdles are in addition to the normal costs and work of opening a restaurant. So that's just money you have to give the government. They also looked at the number of regulatory steps and the number of government agencies it took to open a business. And this, it was funny. I've never thought about this because I've never opened that sort of retail business before. But on average, across the 20 cities, it took 55 steps and 8 different government agencies just to open a barber shop. And if the cost and time burden weren't enough, the report found that in many of the cities, it wasn't even clear what all the requirements were to start a business. For example, they analyzed if the city gave entrepreneurs a one-stop shop to open a business. A portal you go to, for instance, that says, okay, you need to get your zoning thing, and you're thinking, da-da-da. Or a lot of cities, you got to figure that out on your own. You've got to chase down all the different agencies spend tens or hundreds of hours doing that sort of thing.
God, I got a friend who opened up her brewery, and all his stories about doing that, chasing down the various this and that, I can't believe he had the drive to even follow it through. Man, you got to really, really want to start a business to put out that kind of effort. It's amazing how many parts of the country actually seem like they don't want businesses to start.
Right, they're hostile to the idea of business.
What would make you hostile to businesses?
You know, that's an interesting question. I just read an interesting article by an attorney. Well, it was an attorney passed it on. He said he kind of hesitated to send this along because I am an attorney. But they made the point that the Democratic Party in particular is almost entirely lawyers. They look at all the presidents and vice presidents, the leaders of the Senate and the House and the rest of it. The Republicans have been overwhelmingly business people up until very, very recently. And there is an attorney slash bureaucrat slash paper pusher class of people who have a very different view of the world than entrepreneurs, business people, service providers. And they seem to have a contempt for those who would cook up hamburgers and sell them to people.
I had dinner table events.
I told this story when it happened many years ago, but I know many of you have not heard it. The only time I ever considered opening any sort of business, and luckily that fire was stamped out by bureaucrats, so I'll never, you know, dare to think it again. But we bought this farm that had a giant horse barn and a lot of horse stalls, and just seemed like, you know, why not board horses? Got all this, property and horse stalls, and all the hard part I've got done. So I went to look into doing that, and the person at the county rattled off the list of things that I was going to have to do to be able to board horses, and it was just onerous with the wheelchair access ramps and the earthquake retrofitting, and you know, not to mention all just the other regular permits and all this different stuff. But the main thing that sticks in my mind, the takeaway, was the tone of the person at the county. Their tone was, and the look on their face was, so, oh, you child, you think you're going to start a business? Oh yeah, well, have you thought of this? Have you thought of this? It was almost a delight. Well, it wasn't almost. It was clearly a delight in bringing me up to speed in how wrong I was,
right,
that it was going to be easy to start a business. Why would you delight in telling somebody who wants to start a business, who would then make money and pay taxes and you might have an employee or two, why would you delight in making sure, oh yeah, you think you're going to start a business, do you? Well, have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? Do you know what this costs? Do you know what that costs? Okay, now you go home and think about it. Why would you delight in stopping people from starting businesses?
Because you're exercising power over another human being.
You think that's it?
I think that's as simple as that.
It was so weird. It's like, I remember thinking, Tom, why are you enjoying so much trying to convince me not to do this?
You know, it's funny. I could throw around a couple of quotes. The Ayn Rand quote about when you grow rich not by producing but by forming connections with the government. Or John Steinbeck, I was reminded of his famous quote. I guess this is why I hate governments. It's always the rule, the fine print, carried out by the fine print men. There's nothing to fight, no wall to hammer with frustrated fists. It's that.
Well, they succeeded.
The fine print men.
They succeeded in the case of me that time, or just thought, you know, whatever. It ain't worth it. I thought it'd make a couple $100, be kind of fun, but whatever. Yeah, good job. Nice.
Yeah.
And how often does that happen? And our friend Tim Sandifer, that's what he says. There's no way to measure. No possible way to measure how many people like me have thought of maybe I'll start this and then get beaten down and give up. There's no way to measure how many businesses don't get started because of all the freaking regulation and rules.
The number of jobs that never exist. Exactly. So to get back to the study, none of the cities received a 5 out of 5 for one-stop shop. Birmingham, Alabama, Des Moines received a 0. I'd have thought Des Moines would be better. Good Midwestern folk. Atlanta, Detroit, New Orleans, New York, Pittsburgh, and San Francisco came close, 4 out of 5. But they point out that simply looking at one factor is not enough. Sure, San Francisco makes it relatively easy to navigate the process, but that doesn't make up for the enormous cost.
Yeah, yeah, the process is impossible. They just they do a good job of steering you toward the process that you can't overcome. So, yeah, you don't get any credit for that.
So, for instance, remember in San Francisco it was going to cost you, what, $22,650 to open a restaurant. Now, in Raleigh, North Carolina, one of the fastest growing regions in the country, their one-stop shop criteria, they're not good. They're 1 out of 5. But instead of $24,000 or whatever, it's going to cost you $1,300 in fees to open a restaurant.
Yeah, I think they're measuring this wrong. Okay, maybe you don't need a one-stop shop if there's just a couple of small fees involved.
Yeah, the report correctly observes, quote, you shouldn't need a law degree to start the small business of your dreams.
No, you shouldn't, but you do. Or you got to hire people, which is, the cost of starting the thing. So in addition to buying the building, the property, the grills, the whatever you're going to need to run a business, this is just the BS stuff. That's amazing.
Yeah, just fighting the government and paying them fees so you can open a business and create jobs.
And then pay them taxes.
Right. Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. You know what? I'll make sure Hansen has this. The report is called Barriers to Business. We'll have a link under Hot Links at ArmstrongandGetty.com. Give us a couple minutes if you want to look at it.
Pentagon announced the results of a war game in which it would be China invading Taiwan. We come to Taiwan's aid against China. How would that turn out?
Among other USA! USA!
Among other things we can talk about coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Right now, every business is trying to nickel and dime you. How much they can squeeze you to offset their increasing costs, it's a mess.
That's why we love Pure Talk and why we're excited to endorse them. Pure Talk drew the line in the sand and said, stop screwing over the American public.
You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month, plus get 50% off your first month when you make the switch today.
Just dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty for this special offer. You know, the average family saves over $75 a month.
Yeah, you need another reason? When you choose Pure Talk, you're choosing to support American jobs. You're choosing to support a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran.
And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you will not regret this. Switch to Pure Talk now and save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. Remember, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Armstrong and Getty. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text HAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, they have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups, and saucers, silverware, jewelry, and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yes, it was worth it. And what the Chinese are doing is what they usually do. The president of China acts like a bully, has his own insecurities. It doesn't mean that I'm going to have him do the schedule for members of Congress.
I agree with you, Nancy Pelosi, on her feelings about Xi and China, and they don't get to tell us what to do. China just announced they're suspending climate talks with the United States as part of a retaliation for her visit. Whatever, they weren't going to go along with anything climate-related anyway. It was just a show. Wall Street Journal with an article over the weekend. The Pentagon declassified a war game, and I think they did this on purpose as much for China as for anybody in the United States. With the scenario of, by the way, have you ever heard anybody talk about how accurate these war games are? I mean, most of these wars never occur. Do we have, are they within?
Oh, right. So there's no way to compare the data to reality.
Are they within 80% of accurate, or it's a coin flip of whether they get it right or not? I'd
imagine it's like any modeling. Garbage in, garbage out. I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose they try to be as good at it as they can because there's a lot on the line. Anyway, in this war game, China attempts to invade Taiwan and take it, and we come to Taiwan's defense, which isn't a given, by the way, that that would happen. But in this particular war game, that's what happens. And they concluded that China doesn't have the capability to take Taiwan, but that a conflict over the island would leave the U.S. military weakened for years. The Wall Street Journal reporting, in the first 3 weeks after invading Taiwan, China sank two multi-billion dollar U.S. aircraft carriers, attacked American bases across Japan and on Guam. Imagine that.
Wow.
And destroyed hundreds of advanced U.S. jet fighters. China's situation was, if anything, worse. It landed troops on Taiwan and seized the island's southern third, but its amphibious fleet was decimated by relentless U.S. and Japanese missile and submarine attacks, and it couldn't resupply its own forces. The capital, Taipei, was secure in Taiwanese hands, and Beijing was low on long-range ballistic missiles to counter America's potent air and maritime power. The headline being that China couldn't take it, but it would be very bloody and costly on all sides, which I think is probably why the Pentagon released it. Say, hey, one, we don't think you can take it, and two, you're going to pay a heavy, heavy price.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know the Chinese communists are saying, yeah, but do you have the nerve?
Which is a good question. Do we have
the nerve? We do. We'll spend the men. We'll spend the planes. We'll spend our ship.
You're saying we, China.
Yeah, yeah. In that scenario. Yeah, although, again, what they get out of that is kind of unsatisfying, according to that war game, to whatever extent, or I guess it's a computer model. Or,
yeah, but they...
What do you call that? There's a word for that, doesn't it?
Simulation?
Yeah, thank you.
They think long-term in a way, as listening to some strategists about this once, in a way that maybe we don't. And so that plays out. China loses, basically. They lost that war. But we lost a bunch of people, a bunch of stuff. So they try again in a couple of years. Are we still willing to do, fight them off? I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. And how it would look when we fight them off is pretty interesting. This is from Defense News. For clues about how a U.S. Navy of the future may look, consider the 2022 Rim of the Pacific exercise. There was a traditional flotilla of 38 ships and 170 aircraft operating around the Hawaiian Islands, but among the massive collection of equipment were MQ-9B Sea Guardian UAVs.
I love those.
That's your flying drones, streaming live video and data feeds back to command centers ashore. Smaller UAVs also flew, like the VBAT drone, off the back of the U.S. Navy destroyer Michael Mansour, acting as a remote sensor for the ship. Nearby, a pair of large unmanned ships named Nomad and Ranger patrolled the waters while under the control of staff at the so-called Unmanned Operations Center in California. And in perhaps most highly anticipated experiment of the exercise, the Sea Hunter and Sea Hawk medium unmanned surface vessels each teamed up with a destroyer to show off the power of manned slash unmanned teaming together at sea. And some of these unmanned naval vessels, they look just like the manned stuff, and they're armed to the teeth, but we don't have to worry about, sacrificing sailors or what have you. So I don't know any more than I learned from this article, but apparently the service has invested billions of dollars in unmanned development and prototyping, with three more USV prototypes under construction, a dozen large UAVs pending, et cetera, et cetera. And they recently updated the navigation plan strategic vision with an outline of a future fleet of about 375 manned ships and 150 unmanned vessels, which as a ratio is pretty significant, along with unmanned aircraft to contribute to maritime domain awareness, submarine hunting missions, surface strike, and more. Interesting.
Well, did you see the video of the latest robot that I tweeted out from Caltech, which I was just on their campus 3 days ago?
I did not, sir.
This particular robot, it walks, which is, the latest, greatest thing that robots do. Walks like a person, can't be knocked over. But
I can walk. I'm not impressed.
But has... like drone fans on its back so it can walk and fly a little bit.
Yeah.
So it walks along and then kind of can jump down and fly like Spider-Man or Superman or whatever. Like, and so it could be up on a building, walking along the top of a building, kind of leap down and fly and then land on the ground and run some more.
And kick you in the head, knock you unconscious, and rip out your liver.
Well, that's a pretty good military guy right there that can kind of half run, half fly. You weaponize that thing, that's something.
Wow. Wow. So you have an unmanned ship with like 500 of these things in the hold. They don't care. They're not uncomfortable. They don't even know what comfortable is.
You don't need to feed them. And it could be doesn't matter how hot or cold it is.
You hit the shore and they swarm out, running, flying, kicking people in the face, ripping out livers. I mean, that's the future.
Of course, China's going to have their own version of that. So, yeesh.
Yeesh indeed.
My son got terrified when he saw that video of that flying, walking robot thing. He said, we got to get them before they get us. You might be right.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.